Is the NCAA ruining college basketball? What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And Graham, let's just hop right into it. We're covering just some college sports headlines that have kind of been the focus this week, non-Auburn related, but one of them kind of does. And the one we're going to start off with is kind of a big one. The NCAA is in final steps to potentially expand the NCAA March Madness college basketball tournament to 76 teams from 68. No, let's not do that. What are your thoughts on that, Graham?
The bracket is perfect as it is. It doesn't need changing. We've got the right system, you know. Everyone's like, well, Auburn should have made it this past year. No, they shouldn't have. No, they lost 16 games. That shouldn't put you in the tournament. And Steven even said that literally yesterday or the day before in Birmingham. We don't need to change the bracket, the tournament. I love March Madness. I'm one of March Madness's biggest supporters. It's one of the best times of the year. But it doesn't need to go to 76 teams. That's just ridiculous. I feel like personally it's going to kind of take away from the prestige of it. You know, like, I mean, you're letting more teams in who in previous years weren't going to ever make the tournament. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's ridiculous. I think NCAA is ruining college basketball by doing this. And I am against it, but who cares? Who cares what I think?
Yeah,
NCAA doesn't.
No, they don't. And they apparently don't care about the fans either. And that's been blatantly obvious for the past couple of years, including before NIL was a thing. They acted all high and mighty and they couldn't even like spare to pay the players like just $100 just to get by. They just refused to pay the players, and them sticking their nose up and, you know, throwing their pinkies up and sipping on their coffee and thinking like, nah, we got it made. And then rude awakening happened when NIL, you know, took over, and now it's just the wild, wild west. People are getting paid millions of dollars, and the NCAA can't do anything about it. In my mind, they're irrelevant, and that'll, you know, come up to play in the next topic that we talk about on the back end of the show. But in my opinion, making the field of 68 into 76, kind of what you're saying, it kind of dilutes the tournament in a way. And I saw someone like trying to like vouch for it, saying like, oh, it's actually going to be more of a challenging tournament and stuff like that. It already is. There's no need to make it harder because it already is hard to get to a Final Four. Auburn's been to it twice. Lots of schools have been to it multiple times, and it's not an easy feat. That's why it's such a big deal when you do it. You know what I mean? Now you're having to go through 76 teams to get there. Like, I don't know what the play is. I don't know if they're trying to like get rid of the playing games and have less bickering at the postseason because, you know, some fan bases threw a, you know what fit over, you know, not making it in. I know most Auburn fans were mad, but I agree with Steven. We lost 16 games. We had an opportunity to go ahead and clinch a spot and we didn't do it. We just didn't play like we wanted it. And then of course we, you know, pop off in the NIT tournament, and that's just how it played out. But I just think it's ridiculous that they're trying to do this. Like, I don't know what's the pro in this? Like, what's the positive outlook money?
I can tell you, I can tell you exactly what the NCAA is thinking. Money.
Yeah. But my thing is
money grab, more teams, more ticket sales, more coverage, more money.
So
exactly what it is.
My thing is, are they going to like, instead of starting the tournament on like, what is it, like a Wednesday or a Thursday, how it's been, you know, where it's like, oh, Thursday, you know, like after the plan games or you know, the first four in games happen, tournament starts 11:30 on a Thursday. Are they just going to start it on Monday at like 7 a.m. to get all the games in? Like what, like what's the goal here, guys? Like what? And then on top of that, good luck filling out a perfect bracket because ain't nobody, no one can do it.
Never, it's never happening.
No, it's over. Good luck.
And like, I've always been the person like, yeah, I think it could happen with 64. I think eventually someone's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't happening with 76.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I mean, that's just not happening. But no. You know what? Let's actually, real quick, I'm going to figure out the odds of this.
And it is, I've been saying 60. I did 64. Correction. I'm going to correct myself and clear that up because I know somebody will be like, what is an idiot? You doing?
What's
technically it's 68.
Is it 68 if you have the play, if you have the first four? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, the tournament, you know, experts out there are like, oh, it's 64. That's the firm number. But I can't believe they're even considering this. And the fact that it's in the final stages of getting approved just shows everything you need to know about the NCAA right now and their irrelevancy. They're just trying to change things for no reason.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You ready for these odds?
Yeah. And this is for a perfect bracket or?
So this is, okay, gosh, golly, I didn't realize how. So the odds of making a perfect 64 team bracket is commonly cited as 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Goodness gracious. That is crazy. That is crazy. And is that with the current format or is that?
That's with the current format. That's not even 76. That's with 64. Oh my
God, dude. That's going to be, it's going to go up. I'm going
to find 76.
Dude, that's just so bad. Like, I don't even like, again, the point of this, what, like, are they just trying to stay relevant? Like, are they just like sitting there, you know, doing, you know what, and just chilling out? Like, I don't get the point of the, what, for those that are listening, Graham is the facial expressions. Graham looking up these odds is hilarious on a Friday.
So I just found the number for the 76 game or 76 mm-hmm. team. 1 in 37 sextillion.
Hit me with that again. What is the name or the word?
Sextillion. You're hearing that right.
Okay. All right.
It's 22 zeros. So it'd be 37
sextillion. All right.
With 22 zeros after that.
Okay. Interesting. I'll be honest with you, never heard that.
So you ever heard of sextillion?
No.
Really?
No. Maybe I'm
you have billion, trillion, quadrillion, quintillion.
I've heard of quintillion.
And then I think after quintillion, it's sextillion or septillion, something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's just quite literally not humanly possible.
No. And if it is, AI did it. You know what I mean?
If someone, if a perfect bracket ever was made with the 76 teams, give that person unlimited money for the rest of their life. I don't even care. They give them whatever they want. They should have unlimited free money drinks, and free food. The richest person in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. They shouldn't have to lift a finger for the rest of their life.
Ever. They're probably the smartest person in the world, honestly, if they're doing a perfect bracket.
If you are the 1 in 37 sextillion, yeah, you deserve whatever you want.
If they're going head to head with sextillion and they get it right, then they don't need a drink. Or they don't need to buy a drink, buy food, give them everything for the rest of their life. Period. You're the ultimate March Madness supporter at that point. Bracketologist. You put what's his face, Joe Lunardi, to rest on that one for sure. I don't know.
So your odds of being struck by lightning twice in your lifetime is 1 in 9 million. You are way more likely to get struck by lightning twice in your lifetime than even sniff being close enough to have a perfect bracket. In fact, getting struck once by lightning once in your lifetime is only roughly 1 in 15,300.
Dude, holy cow. Yeah, I don't know, man. I wish they would keep it the way it is. I really do. I hope that they're by some miracle, and I hope to God it happens, that they just think like, you know, it's good the way it is. And if they go through with this, and it wouldn't shock me if they do, because the NCAA is ran by twice half-baked potatoes over there in the offices, wherever the NCAA is. I don't know why they think this is a good idea. Again, they're trying to stay relevant because they know that they're losing the grip of respect around college sports in terms of relevancy. It hurts to watch, honestly. But you know what's not hard to watch and won't make you look like a half-baked potato? Buying your shirts from aushirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see the shirts, hoodies, and hat on your screen now. We're adding new styles weekly. We're still trying to get the design approved for the Social Hour t-shirt, so be on the lookout for that. Again, if you want to support the barn and all the shows at the barn and want to rep one of your favorite shows at the barn or all of your favorite shows at the barn, go to aushirts.com. What are you waiting on? Again, that is aushirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn.
Yeah, we also have buyauburn.com. That's right. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you're looking to put your business out on a website that just has businesses that are run and owned by Auburn people, then go to buyauburn.com today and sign up. And if you're just looking to support the Auburn family and Auburn businesses, go to buyauburn.com today and check out all the different types of, you know, businesses we have on there. I mean, we have everything you can think of. You have automotive, construction, creative services, financial services, food and beverage, health and fitness, home services, insurance, legal, other, real estate, and technology. So there's all types of businesses on there for you to choose from. And if you know somebody who is an Auburn fan and owns a business, spread the word. Let's keep growing this network and make sure that the whole Auburn family can use it.
Like I said, I want that the website did not even be like a website. I want to be like an index where you pull up like Tony Stark after getting home from the Stark Expo. Wake up, daddy's home. Poof. Index. Like, you good, by the way? You're getting choked up about it. I know it's a beautiful thing. It's just buyauburn.com is so beautiful. It's got Graham choked up over here. But buyauburn.com to check out all things businesses owned by Auburn people and people that love Auburn. So again, buyauburn.com on that. Moving on to the second topic, it's kind of a major one in a way, because it's kind of the first. I know there's a little bit of this with Mateer and his, you know, potential betting issues, but that nothing really came of it, I feel like. But Brandon Swoersby of Texas Tech, he just transferred there, I believe, correct? Or
they're cooked.
They're cooked.
We broke this news the other day. Like, we literally broke it. Happened.
Yeah.
While we were recording.
But we never got to talk about it. And honestly, we wanted more details to come out because in my mind, I'm thinking this is going to be another John Mateer situation. It was just, you know, nothing will come of it. Well,
in fact, it's way worse.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, no way, you know, it can get worse. It got worse. He had to check in.
Definitely worse.
Yeah, he had to check into a rehab facility for a gambling addiction. It's just like, you were thinking like, okay, well, maybe it's just, you know, one or two bets, something like that. No, he was placing like 20 bets a day.
It was thousands and thousands and thousands of bets over a span of a couple of
years. Yes, but the fact he was doing 20 bets a day. And I can't remember the money amount, but it was like significantly like in the high, like thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. It's just one of those things where you think this era of NIL can't get any worse, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And I've been saying it for years now, it needs to be regulated because stuff like this is going to happen. It's going to come out that people are putting their NIL towards gambling or putting into the things that are not necessarily legal. And this is just another one of the, and I'm not saying, you know, sports betting is illegal because it's legal in most places, but the fact that he is a current quarterback and he was betting on games, I think it was mainly linked back to when he was at Indiana, correct?
Yeah, I think so. But
he bet on games while he was at Indiana. Like, he bet against Indiana in some games or something. I was like, dude, oh my. And it can't be worse than Mateer's like Venmo history where he was like literally saying USC versus UCLA betting odds on the Venmo description. It's like, no, I wasn't doing that. You sure about that?
On Venmo, it's easier to like, you know, say like, bro, it was a joke. I was not betting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like if Swordsby was using like betting websites or apps or something like that, you just can't hide that. It said he had placed over 10,000 bets in 4 years.
Dude. Yeah, that's crazy. And I think the way this was found out, whoever like was, you know, looking into this, apparently there is a betting site he used. It was not named unless it's been named since, you know, the story broke initially. But they were able to like pull data that was associated with like a phone number or an email or something like that. And they tied it back to him pretty quick. And that's how all this came out. And then, you know, obviously I don't know who was able to break it and leak it to the press, but it was able to get to the media and came out that he was in a rehab facility for a gambling addiction, which, you know, all that aside, I'm sure he's going to get in a lot of trouble and they're cooked and he's cooked, but.
Oh, I don't think he should. From what I've heard, I think there's a chance that he will not play. I think he could be banned from the NCAA play.
Yeah, that's crazy. Especially considering they spent $5 million on him to come to Texas Tech. That's kind of wild.
And this also affects a former Auburn Tiger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Malcolm Simmons transferred to Texas Tech to play with, you know, Brandon Swordsby. They probably gonna be pretty good. They were supposed to be pretty good, but if he ain't playing, that really changes things up. So I wonder how he's feeling about this whole situation.
Yeah, he probably wishes he didn't leave. Which I mean, you can't foresee that happening.
Oh yeah, no, you have no way of knowing.
Yeah, it's not his fault that this happened. Obviously, it's more Brandon Swordsby having, you know, addiction issues to gambling. But it's again, it's crazy that this is the era of college football. You don't see this happening. You know, maybe like down the road, like something will come out, you know, back in the old days when there was no, you know, players were getting, you know, even though there was probably stuff going on behind the scenes, let's be honest, let's call it like it is. But it, the fact that it's more and more and more frequent now, and this is, to me, I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I think there's more of this going on personally, more than people know. And I think it's a known thing and it's going to start coming out. I think this is just the first domino to fall on that. But what's your thoughts? Like, do you think, I mean, obviously you were saying like, he's not going to be able to probably play in college football ever again, but do you think there'll be like punishment to potentially Indiana, Texas Tech, both? Or
I think there will be an investigation into the situation. I think if any school had any knowing, like if any school knew about this, but then were just quiet about it, then I think there could be some punishments. But if he was doing this like behind the scenes, nobody knew about it, I have a hard time seeing them putting any punishment in there because that's not the school's fault. They didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
But if they were like covering something up and like, hey, you got to stop this, but like he was still gambling and they knew about it, then that's where, you know, you could have some issues. And I feel like I saw something, I don't know how true it was. I think I was just scrolling on X. But, like, I think it was Indiana, or it was either Indiana or Cincinnati, like, knew about his.
I think it was Cincinnati. Gambling. I think
I know knew about his gambling problem and yeah. Like, just didn't say anything about it. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I mean, if that's the case and they do an investigation and Cincinnati did know about it, then I wouldn't be shocked if they had to vacate wins or something. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting. But, like I said, if it was just a one-man job and he was doing it behind the scenes, I doubt there'll be any punishments for the schools.
Yeah, and what's really, and again, it's just like common sense is a superpower in this society. I saw it was a Bama fan account on X saying, because he, you know, obviously he had ties to Indiana, but this was like way before they were really good, you know, and they, you know, obviously winning a title this past season. But the Bama fan was like, Indiana should vacate wins from last season because of this. I'm like,
he wasn't even there.
He wasn't even there, so it doesn't matter.
Also, completely different head coach.
Yeah, completely different staff. Like the whole
Cignetti was not even there.
Dude, sometimes the logic and it like, just doesn't.
This was Cignetti's year one, right?
No,
year two. I know he came from JMU. I know he came from JMU.
Yeah, yeah. It was year two this year because I think it was year two this year. But because last year, remember, they were like decent. And everyone's like, okay, all
right,
Indiana.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's right. That's right. They made the playoffs and then got absolutely smacked. And was like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But when I think it was last year, not this past season, but the year before when they played Ohio State, they played them fairly close. And then I think Ohio State pulled away and everyone's like, okay, all right, Indiana, respect. Respect. And then, you know, they took the Big Ten by storm this past season and beat down everybody and, you know, had some miraculous wins against Penn State and then absolutely obliterated everyone in the college football playoff. Bama, Oregon, Miami. It was a bloodbath. It was an absolute bloodbath by the Hoosiers. But in, you know, speaking obviously, of, yeah.
Dwayne Aristide.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. Arizona
player committed to the Oregon Ducks. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he wanted the money bag. Auburn wasn't willing to give it. And he also sound like he wanted to bring some, I'm not sure this was, but wanted to bring some staff members with him. Mm-hmm. Just not going to happen, Auburn.
Yeah. So I think
we'll see what happens, though.
I would have loved to gotten him. I'm not going to lie. I think it would have been really cool to get him, considering he was on a really good Arizona team. Didn't see the court a lot, but when he got the chance, he made the most of it. And I think he would have done the same at Auburn. But I think we're so deep at the position he plays, I think we'll be all right, personally. But again, yeah. I think it would have been a huge, like, oh my God, we have more depth to this position. Stop it. Like, go ahead and it's wraps. You know what I mean?
And also, like, The conversation was, okay, are we getting Aristide or are we getting Mantis? Which one are we getting? And the conversation kind of drifted away from Mantis because of the new 5 years to play five. And with that being in place, like, Mantis just doesn't have any eligibility, apparently. Mm-hmm. Steven said it would be really, really hard to get Mantis here if that was, you know, that passes.
Right.
And it sounds like it will.
Yeah.
So that's why the shift from the fan base kind of went, okay, we're not going to get Mantis. Let's check out Aristide. And then a couple days later, he came into Oregon. So we'll see. There's still a chance we get Mantis. I don't know. Yeah. But this roster still isn't complete either way. Like, even if we don't get Aristide or Mantis, Steven's still going to have to go find somebody.
Yeah, and there's roster. People in the portal. We'll be
interested to see what he does.
Yeah,
yeah, there are
people. Will be interesting. And it's like one of those situations where, again, to remind people, yes, the portal for basketball has closed. But just because it's closed doesn't mean you can still sign people. There's still people in the portal. So I think they will find a diamond in the rough. I really do. I'm confident they've done good so far. I don't see this, you know, having an absolute stinker on trying to find an Aristide or Mantis replacement, even though I think that they can probably get maybe a year approved just to get him there for a year. But we'll see. Crazier things have happened. If they were able to get eligibility for people in the past, like, you know, hell, Chad Baker from Czar and TJ Finley, for example, then we should be fine. But yeah, with that being said, that's pretty much it. That's kind of, we kind of hit all the main headlines, including some Auburn news. And I hope Brandon Sworsby will get the support he needs. I'm sure he's got people behind him and supporting him. It's never cool to see someone go through an addiction at all. I've seen friends go through some stuff in the past and they've been able to overcome it. So let's just, you know, it's one of those things where I'm sure people are going to be making fun of them and, you know, Texas Tech and everything else. But at the same time, you want to see someone break through something like this and break the chains of that. And I think that will happen for sure. So we'll, you know, obviously, I don't know where everyone stands on that, but, you know, cover them in prayer and, you know, see what happens. I think the situation is very interesting. I don't think it'll be the last time we see a situation like this in college football or basketball or any college sport in general now in this era of NIL. So, like I said, it's the wild, wild west. So, but yeah, with that being said, if you like what you're listening to and watching, go subscribe to The Barn. Go check out thebarnauburn.com. If you like the podcast you're listening to right now, The Barn Social Hour, we also have the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, a.k.a. Kyle Rush. We also have Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and the Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera, and Landing on the Plains with the man himself, Chandler Wooten, the GOAT. But That being said, I don't have anything else. Graham doesn't have anything else. We hope everyone has an awesome weekend. We will see y'all again on Monday, and we hope everyone has an awesome weekend. And as always, War Damn, we'll see you next time.
Kevin Everton from downtown.